Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good to be with you, Larry. A lot of things going on, as usual.
It's funny.
No shortage.
Just teasing up that we're going to be talking about this Walk of Fame this hour. All these people start calling, texting.
Right.
Who would they choose first? A name that you would choose to be somebody influential. So this isn't just Hollywood people or sports people. It's industrial people or anybody that's had an influence.
Could even be notorious people who have had influence in Pittsburgh. But yes, people from industry, people from the arts and entertainment field, could be people from the world of medicine, you know, the Jonas Salks or the Starzls. You could go on and on about some of the prominent Pittsburghers over the last century and a half who have had influence.
It's got to be at least Mr. Rogers, got to be one of those guys.
I would think so. Well, we do have a nice statue to Mr. Rogers over on the North Shore, which is very appropriate. But yes, I think you'll see names like that. You mentioned earlier, I heard Arnold Palmer would be one of those names that was talked about. And you'll hear a lot of people that will bring back fond memories of some of the things that they've done here in Pittsburgh, but also imprinted on the nation.
And we'll have that conversation in our next half hour. Before we get into it, we're going to go to Slippery Rock, talk to the president of Slippery Rock here in the next few minutes. After election today, the recount for Senate begins in Allegheny County, I believe Westmoreland County, a couple other counties.
Yes.
So for people that don't know, it's automatically triggered for a recount when it's within a certain margin, correct?
0.5%, that's correct, yes.
And so David McCormick was leading incumbent Bob Casey, but it wasn't by more than 0.5%. So
right.
There is a recount triggered. That's by law.
That is right. And the state will pay for that. And, you know, there's some people saying that Bob Casey should concede. The Republicans are saying that, I guess. And the Democrats are saying, you know, we want to count every vote and we want to make sure there's a recount. We're going to follow the law. So the process will work its way out and we'll end up where we are.
It's likely McCormick will hold on in a recount. However, I think it got a lot closer even to this moment than people might have thought.
Well, there's a lot of votes that don't get counted on election night and the immediate day after because you've got military ballots. You've got the provisional ballots, which often are fought over. Is this a provisional ballot going to be counted? Is it not going to be counted? Obviously, you had the court case with the dating of the ballots, the signatures, and the dates, the proper dates, that had to be adjudicated. So there's often a lot of contentiousness in these races that get very close. And McCormick now has been on both sides of this. 2 years ago, he was the person trying to unseat Mr. Oz or for the nomination, who now obviously Mr. Oz is back. So things happen again. And then this time McCormick's on the side of having a lead and trying to protect that lead.
And this process must be completed by noon next Wednesday.
Yes, yes. And things have to be certified at a certain time. They go to the state, and then the state director or the Secretary of State will be certifying it, all 67 counties.
While we're talking about that, new leadership in Harrisburg.
Yes, and it's been interesting to see in the House. There are no Allegheny County members who are in the House Democratic delegation. Dan Miller was in last session. Dan, the rumor is he's looking to run for judge locally. Well, I guess we'll find that out in the coming weeks. The House, though, has three significant members. The leader, Mr. Topper from Bedford County. We have Mr. Struzzi from Indiana County.
And I remember he used to work for PennDOT.
Exactly. He's now a state rep in Indiana County. And Representative O'Neill is the number two person from Washington County. So the three top members are from our neck of the woods, On the Democratic side, they're all from the Southeast. It's interesting. And then in the Senate, the leadership has pretty much stayed the same, with Senator Ward and Senator Pittman from Westmoreland, Indiana, and Armstrong counties leading the Republicans, and Senator Jay Costa from Allegheny County leading the Democrats.
And new Allegheny leaders?
Yes, new Allegheny leaders who will lead the delegation. On the Democratic side, Arian Abney, a newly elected, he's in his, I think, second or third term. He won a special election a couple years ago in the seat that Jake Wheatley had formerly held. Jake's now the chief of staff to Mayor Ganey. And the other one, Natalie Mihalik. I think Natalie's in her third, Representative Mihalik in her third term from the South Hills in Upper St. Clair. So these two Republican and Democratic new leaders. And these are the folks that are going to be kind of whipping the votes within the delegation, within the Allegheny County and Western Pennsylvania delegation, to try to get their members' votes through the legislature.
One of the new power forces is the richest man on earth, $305 billion, Elon Musk, who just got back from a rocket blast with President-elect Donald Trump, but he has expressed an interest into investing in southwestern Pennsylvania, in particular Pittsburgh.
He has said that. He came to the Steeler game a month or so ago. And there's two things that Elon Musk has really had a real interest in addition to now politics, which is fairly new to him. But space, as you mentioned, and a company like Astrobotic, which we've talked about in the past, with the Space Museum and all the space industry that we have seen grow up here, begin to start to grow up here in southwestern Pennsylvania, and autonomous vehicles, which is something we've been doing for a while. And I think not only him, but the new Secretary of Transportation designee, former Representative Duffy, who really believes in moving forward quickly on this. So we may see autonomous vehicles more quickly than we had thought about previously.
I just heard today they're talking about autonomous helicopters so that they could fight fires in places where, you know, like California, where they have these incredible fires, things like that that would be, you know, unmanned, therefore no danger to somebody losing their life.
And I know you'll be surprised, but we have a company in Pittsburgh that actually has been doing that for a number of years. They're called Near Earth Autonomy. They're over in North Point Breeze. Again, a CMU spin out that has been doing that in exactly what you're saying, unmanned, unstaffed helicopters going into very dangerous places in wartime or in fighting fires. And it's a very, very innovative company that's doing some great things over in North Point Breeze.
Coming up next, you're going to meet the president of Slippery Rock University. For a university of its size, they do incredible things, and they're known for some amazing specific things. We'll talk about their strategic plan.
We were up there about a month ago, some of the things we were doing with the governor's office. What a dynamic leader. We're going to meet her in a little bit, and some of the great things. We know some of the challenges that some of the state institutions have had, as Penn West, you know, the merger that happened there. But what Slippery Rock is doing is really tremendous for this region, and certainly for the northern part of Butler County.
Coming up next on the Big K Morning Show, Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and also joining us, the President of Slippery Rock University, Dr. Karen Riley. You can see President Riley via our video at kdkradio.com, our video stream. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Riley. And let me tee this up a little bit too, Larry. We had a session that Governor Shapiro had asked to put together statewide regarding rural population losses that we've experienced in the state. And Dr. Riley, as president of Slippery Rock University, was gracious enough to host it. And we brought leaders from all over southwestern Pennsylvania to talk about this. And one of the things she's doing, many of the things that she's doing, is helpful in that endeavor. Slippery Rock has really taken a real great positive step in, number one, attracting more students. Their enrollment is up, which isn't always the case in universities these days, and their retention of keeping students, and then partnering with business and industry and partners in the community to connect these young kids to the opportunity. So, Dr. Riley, thank you so much for being, and tell us a little bit about what's going on at Slippery Rock.
Well, I think you stole my thunder a little.
Sorry,
bit.
Doctor.
So I'm thrilled to be on the commission as well, not only hosting the other the other day, and we're excited about where higher ed fits into workforce development and rural revitalization. But yeah, things are going exceedingly well at Slippery Rock University. We are, in fact, up in a down market. We are most proud about the idea of when you start at Slippery Rock, we anticipate that you will finish at Slippery Rock. The national average for retention is about 73%. We're closer to 85% with an increase over the past year of about 2.5%. And that's a pretty remarkable number, particularly in 1 year. So the most expensive degree is one that's not finished. And our goal is to ensure that our students not only finish, have a great experience at Slippery Rock, but are ready to be contributing citizens once they leave here, that they're workforce ready, and that they're also familiar with their communities and ready to give back.
And I think that's a really important part of it, the way universities and your university is making sure that you're connected with the business community, with manufacturing, with construction, with the healthcare industry. So the students that are coming out of Slippery Rock, they're graduating on a Sunday, and they can begin their job on a Monday, so which is a great thing. I know as a parent, we want to make sure that when our kids come out of school, they have that opportunity, and you've really provided that great connection to the business community. What led you to go down that line?
Well, I mean, I think one of our goals within our strategic plan is to have a full complement of degrees that are reflective of the societal trends and workforce trends in our region, but also in the country.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And I think that we can't... Listen, we started as a normal school. Our foundation is College of Education, and we continue to produce many of the teachers in our region, and we're very proud of that. And they go out and make a huge difference in the lives of individuals every single day. We're very, very proud of that. And that is not the only thing that our region needs. We need engineers, we need healthcare workers, we need nurses. And our job, and part of our strategic plan, as I said, is to have a complement of degrees and certificates and programs that meet the needs of our community. And that's what we're doing. We've just added three new programs, actually, a new complement, a new way of looking at nursing, a 1+2+1 program that will allow students to leave in their third year and go work while they finish that last year of their degree. A new program in electrical engineering, and then a new program that's not offered anywhere else in PASHE, which is a construction management. A great complement to our safety management, engineering, and business degrees.
Boy, that's really robust and really on target. Congratulations. I know that the need for nurses. And that's really smart to give them a chance to get out there and work while finishing. Makes a lot of sense. And the safety engineering, electrical engineering, Rich is always talking about the grid and how we're going to need more power. And that's going to open up job opportunities for all of the folks here.
The degrees that Dr. Riley's talking about are actually the degrees I keep hearing about from industry saying we need these type of workers. We need people in construction management, and what Dr. Riley and her team are providing are great opportunities for young people to really not only live a good life, but do it here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And I think that's a goal of a lot of us, to make sure we attract young people and then we keep them here when they're here. So
you know what, Dr. Riley, I have this image. When people say Slippery Rock, for your size university, it's one of the most well-known around the country. I remember back in the day after Steelers won one of their four Super Bowls, Terry Bradshaw, the quarterback, put on a Slippery Rock hat with no explanation, and people around the country were like, Slippery Rock, where's that? So bravo to what you're doing, and thanks for taking time with us today.
Thanks, Dr. Riley.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations, and keep up the great work.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. President of Slippery Rock University, Dr. Karen Riley. That is remarkable for the size school, the impact they have.
They really have. And we know that the state schools of we went, you know, with Clarion and Edinburgh and California becoming, you know, Penn West. But the two of them that are really doing well is Slippery Rock and IUP in this region. And kudos to them.
Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour. And Rich, I got to give you credit. You bring us a lot of interesting guests, and I really enjoy this hour, and I know our audience does too. So you're going to take us to Indiana, Pennsylvania.
We are, and you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, what Pittsburghers would be on that Walk of Fame that we're talking about. One of those Pittsburghers has to be Jimmy Stewart, and they have a wonderful festival in Indiana, the town of Indiana, Don Philadelphia Street, Indiana, PA, the Christmas tree capital of the world, as it is somewhat known. And they have a week-long or month-long celebration around that great, great movie, It's a Wonderful Life, which has become such a holiday classic for so many people.
And we are joined by Laura Harrington.
Laura Harrington, yes.
From Indiana's County Tourism Bureau.
And we're
executive director.
Yeah, we're putting Laura to work. I mean, she's got a lot going on to put the big presentation Friday night. It's almost like the light up night that we see in downtown Pittsburgh. It's the Indiana County version of light up night. So, Laura, I hope your voice is doing okay. I know we've been wearing you out this week with all the talking you've had to do. How are you?
I think it's back a little bit this morning. So, good morning. Nice to see you. Thank you for having me on.
What can we expect on Friday night as folks go and experience, you know, not only Indiana County and Indiana, PA, but the great Jimmy Stewart, the great hero who, you know, went off and fought in World War II and did so much and then was obviously one of the iconic actors of that day in the great, great movie that we all go to see and take our kids to go see during Christmas time.
It is, and we are Jimmy Stewart's hometown, and we love that he is our hometown hero. There is a museum for Jimmy Stewart in his honor, the Jimmy Stewart Museum. I would encourage anyone to visit it. It's jam-packed with just terrific information, not just about his Hollywood career, but his military career, as you mentioned, and just what a great civic member of our community he was. So that's a special treat. And during the holiday time, at the museum, they have the rights to show the GE film short called A Trail to Christmas. And if you haven't seen this, this is on loan from the Reagan Library, and we're the only museum that has this little film short. It is so special. I don't want to go into the details because I want you to go and watch it in their vintage theater inside the Jimmy Stewart Museum. And that'll show at 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. But then every day at 1 o'clock, they show a matinee in their vintage theater in the museum. And during the holidays, it's a Wonderful Life. So you can go and see the movie there, surrounded by all this memorabilia, and shop in their gift shop. So that's just one of the treats that we have here. But Friday night, be prepared to feel like you've stepped into Bedford Falls. So if you're familiar with It's a Wonderful Life, that's what it's going to feel like.
Clarence!
We'll ring the bell. Yes, exactly.
Even Martini's Bar, there's El Patties that maybe you can pretend is that. But anyway, I digress. So it begins, we start planning a whole year before this big event, which is always the Friday before Thanksgiving. That kicks off our holiday festivities. And there's a committee, It's a Wonderful Life committee, that starts planning all the fun details that will surround the parade night and then the 5 weeks following the parade, which is like our kickoff. So for five Saturdays after the parade, there's a special theme each Saturday. Then in the focus of the It's a Wonderful Life Festival is the IRMC Park, which is Indiana Regional Medical Park, Medical Center, and it's the North 7th block of downtown Indiana, which is right off of Philadelphia Street. That block is closed off. We have a larger-than-life 30-plus-foot live Christmas tree, which we light on Friday night. The tree lighting, well, first of all, festivities begin around 5 o'clock. We have burning barrels for folks to roast marshmallows. There will be holiday music. There will be kids' crafts and activities to do. This is a community event supported by the community, for the community, welcoming everyone to come and enjoy. And so
I've been to the Jimmy Stewart Museum. I was telling Rich we did our show up there a few years ago. It's well worth it. Jimmy was a true American hero. He became a bomber pilot in World War II, as Rich mentioned. And it's a great little town, and I appreciate it. I hope your voice comes back for you 100% by the weekend. Laura, thank you.
Oh, come up and see us. I'm at the Indiana County Tourist Bureau. Check out our website. Visit IndianaCountyPA.org. Has all the details for Light Up Night. Whoop. For the It's a Wonderful Light tree lighting and parade, and the It's a Wonderful Life Festival for the 5 weeks following.
It will be a light up of Indiana County, which will be Indiana, PA, which will be nice. And then Friday night, you go to Indiana, the Jimmy Stewart parade, It's a Wonderful Life parade. And then Saturday will be downtown Pittsburgh's light up night. So a great weekend for families to kick off the festivities here in this region.
Laura Harrington, Executive Director of the Indiana County Tourism Bureau. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Laura. We'll see you on Friday. I can't wait to be there. Take care.
And coming up, Walk of Fame in Pittsburgh. Yes. Details next. Western Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, today is an opportunity for people who hear about robotics in Pittsburgh. You can see what's going on.
You can see the future and, quite frankly, the present as well. The Robotics Fair is at the Convention Center today, all day. It is free. I believe it starts at 9 o'clock, 9 to 6. There will be over 130 different exhibitors from all over the region and just about every industry, healthcare, construction, manufacturing, entertainment, etc. It's really an interesting thing. And they're looking to hire 200 people in the industry. So if you have any interest, and you don't have to be a computer science major from CMU, you could be an entry level and just to see what is there. And it's really, the great thing about Pittsburgh right now, we're very futuristic thinking. What's going to be the future? So many people think, we tried to hang on to our past for many years, but we're embracing AI, robotics, all the things that are coming futuristic, and you'll get to see it at the Convention Center today.
All right. And Nancy Polinsky Johnson, married to David Johnson, who I had on last week, who announced after 40 years, WPXI anchorman's going to retire on December 13th. He can hang out with Nancy now. And Nancy's person behind this Walk of Fame idea at the terminal, the five blocks there on the Strip District with that new terminal, and all that's there is a big attraction, as you know. Your office is across the street.
No, we're in the terminal building.
Oh, you're in the terminal.
We're on the 21st, the far end of the terminal building. Yes, we're the last ones. And yes, Nancy has really, she's been working at this for a number of years. She was inspired by a trip she took, I believe it was to St. Louis, where she saw what that city had done with a Walk of Fame, showing the famous people in and around the St. Louis area, and said, why shouldn't Pittsburgh, with all of the famous people we have in industry and medicine, entertainment, et cetera, have a similar thing? And, I met with her a number of times. We were trying to find a place, should it be near the airport? Should it be on one of our bridges? Should it be in downtown Pittsburgh? And I think, there were, for various reasons, it didn't work in many of those places. But I think she's on to something here with the Strip District, how the Strip District has just become this great, great magnet. And I saw it last week when Clemson and Baltimore, the Strip was
roaring
over the weekend. Absolutely.
All right. And by the way, they're going to nominate candidates. You can do this starting in January. There'll be a 10-member first-year class, and they'll be inducted in the fall of 2025 with a bronze star and a plaque explaining their achievements. So that's going to be a cool thing for the future.
There will be no shortage of discussions at that. Can you imagine that discussion, Iran? Yeah, give me something to talk about.
We're going to open the phones here and find out. First person you think should be on that walk. So, Rich, always great to spend time with you. We thank Joey. Joey, you all right, Joey?
Absolutely.
Joey sets it all up. He has us off and running. And we visited Indiana and Slippery Rock today, which was good to see.
He's wearing his Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission official zip up. And Executive Director Rich Fitzgerald, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Wednesday right before Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
And coming up, mending fences for Thanksgiving will be our subject.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.